We are to go to the ends of the earth, September 30, when the gospel is preached to all. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. Matthew 24:14. As my Father has sent me, even so send I you. We are to bear as definite a testimony to the truth as it is in Jesus, as did Christ and his apostles. Trusting in the efficiency of the Holy Spirit, we are to testify of the mercy, goodness, and love of a crucified and risen Savior, and thus be agents through whom the darkness will be dispelled from many minds and cause thanksgiving and praise to ascend from many hearts to God. There is a great work to be done by every son and daughter of God. Those who will not accept the last solemn message of warning sent to our world will pervert the scriptures. They will attack the character and make false statements in regard to the faith and doctrines of the advocates of Bible truth. Every possible means will be employed to divert the attention. Shows, games, horse races, and various other kinds of amusement will be set in operation. An intense power from beneath will stir them up to oppose the message from heaven. Let us rally under the banner of Prince Emmanuel, and in the name and strength of Jesus, press the battle home. There are souls perishing. They must know the terms of salvation. Many appear to be entombed in the darkness of ignorance, entrenched behind an invincible barrier. But bear in mind that heavenly intelligences are working with the human agents. The Holy Spirit can pierce the stronghold of unbelief. Jesus is leading his army to the field of battle. Our general leads to victory. When the members of the Church of God do their appointed work in the needy fields at home and abroad, in fulfillment of the gospel commission, the whole world will soon be warned, and the Lord Jesus will return to this earth with power and great glory. God will do the work if we will furnish him the instruments.